I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all freedoms.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an exciting show for you this evening, jam-packed with information, as usual. But before we get to the heart of the matter tonight, which will be about health and all aspects of it, I'd first like to take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to our listening audience. First of all, for just being you, being those kind of folks who can tune into the frequency of ET Yoga, and also to those who have taken the time to email me throughout the week. Just love to hear about your successes. Also like to hear about people that would like to make suggestions as far as program content for ET Yoga, or any questions that you may have on a personal note. And you can always email me at paperfungo, that's P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. Also appreciative for those folks who have been supporting the ET Yoga program through my website at maxwellgreensite.com. And maxwellgreensite.com is called Healing the Known and Unknown, sort of apropos to tonight's program. And because of the nature of tonight's program, I guess I'm going to provide a little disclaimer that everybody likes to use when they start talking about health, because you're supposed to be talking to your doctor. And I'm not a medical doctor. And the information in the program tonight, the content, is of an educational and spiritual nature only. And if you're looking for information concerning this, you're asked to see and talk to your doctor. This is not intended to be medical advice. Okay, so now that I've said that, I'm also going to mention that this whole topic of health, to me, is inextricably connected to your beliefs. And we all are aware of the amazing power of the placebo effect, and how about studies have shown over and over and over that about 35% of the population receives benefit from pills and treatments that by logic should have no effect whatsoever, but because of their positive thinking or belief about certain product, they have measurable results in a positive way. And to me, you know, this ties into a lot of the different concepts that we talk about on ET Yoga, because belief really, to me, is everything. Your beliefs are what get manifested in the 3D experience. And when we start talking about health, I think there is a lot of information on tonight's show that would be applicable to almost anyone. And then there are probably will be aspects of the show this evening that would be only followed if you had similar beliefs to mine, or were contemplating similar beliefs to mine. And because I think an example of this would be, you know, if you have a belief that you've basically turned over your power to the medical establishment and are being abused there, and then all of a sudden you want to jump from there to you know, healing yourself, and I think it's a pretty big leap, not to say that it couldn't be done, but certainly I don't want to take responsibility for those types of leaps. the information I'm going to give, I'll try to share, you know, with our listeners, supporting evidence for a lot of the beliefs that I have concerning health and some specifics about things that I do. And I certainly, as always, wish you my sincere best for your attainment of perfect health. And having said that, I think a good place to start with this subject is certainly in the area of a foundation for excellent health. And these six concepts actually come from Bashar. And they're not really new. They're not new concepts, but I think the important part about the foundational aspects are that many people just don't do them, or do one or two, or have, you know, really glaring deficiencies in certain of these basic foundational aspects of good health. And so we're going to start off with those six. The first is oxygenation. And clearly, you know, oxygen is critical to the system. In fact, there have been studies done where certain diseases were known to appear once the oxygen was controlled and lowered. And certainly the oxygen on the earth, with all the toxicities that abound, is not the best. And in this regard of oxygenation, the recommendation would be to do yogic breathing. And I know the Pleiadians are very high on the fact that when you start developing self-empowering aspects, rebundling DNA, this type of program, that oxygenation is important, and they highly recommend doing some form of deep breathing program. And pranayams are the best. And if you're not familiar with the word pranayama, it's basically a yogic term for the yogic breathing. And in fact, if you're looking for information on that, my ebooks at maxwellgreensight.com actually go into some detail with respect to a total deep breathing program as taught by Sri Swami Sachidananda. And of course, there are many ways to find access to some of these programs, possibly through places in your locale that may have either teach the pranayams, the yogic breathing, as a specific, or as it's tied into some sort of hatha yoga or asanas classes. And the second basic one is the hydration. And so first oxygen, second hydration. And with respect to water, certainly pure water would be the recommendation. And I think we've talked enough about on ET Yoga about fluorides in water and how those are not beneficial. And also, we've mentioned quite a few techniques that you can do with water, because as it's turned out through scientific proof with Masaru Emoto's research, The Power of Water, that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. And so the vibrations that you put into water, the water reflects that immediately. And if you'd like some proof of that, I would use your search engines and go to Masuro, M-A-S-U-R-O, Emoto, E-M-O-T-T-O. And you can actually see on your computer how the molecular structure of water actually changes. And another one of the things that you can do with water is play music such as Bach and Beethoven around it to pick up the vibrations, because they've been, again, scientifically proven to have a beneficial effect on your DNA. And I also use yogic yantras as well as crop circles. So those are some other things that you can put these pictures around your bottles of water, and they will also emit a vibration that's picked up by the water. And the next item would be the elimination of toxins or toxicity. And this is the one that I think a lot of people over the years have pretty much not paid a lot of attention to. And so what happens is the body over time keeps accumulating all this toxicity. And according to Bashar, the toxicity actually lodges in the molecular structure of the body in such a way that it starts to diminish the potency of the immune system. In fact, you know, anywhere from, you know, 0 to 100, where there's a total paralysis of the immune system. And, you know, Bashar, over the course of decades, has, you know, to my knowledge, has only recommended a very few number of products out there. He's not one to really promote products, but he has promoted the products at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. And specifically with respect to their detox programs and also their what's known as superfood. And his experience, as well as Dr. Schultz at the American Botanical Pharmacy, both concur that in their experience, about 85% of all physical symptoms go away with thorough detoxification. And I guess this was a very mind-blowing and fascinating finding for Dr. Schultz, because people would come to his clinic with certain symptoms and he wouldn't even deal with their symptoms. The first thing he would do with them was put them on a one-month detox program. And by the end of that time, most of them forgot why they came in there in the first place. So this is, to me, you know, square one when you start talking about health. You're talking about someone who cares for your health. This, to me, is one of the first things that they should tell you, is get a thorough detoxification, you know, especially if you're getting up there in years. I mean, you've been building up toxins for a long time, and I know I put off even thinking about doing detox programs for a long time because, you know, they just didn't seem to be, I don't know, a very pleasant experience. And I don't mind telling you that I absolutely love doing the detox programs from Dr. Schultz's program. To me, they're fun. I know the huge benefit that comes from them, and I get excited about it and just love doing them. And so I think that's the attitude, really, that I would have hoped for and should have had long before I finally got involved with those programs. And the next one on the list would be exercise. And, of course, to my way of thinking, this varies. Everybody seems to have different opinions as to what's necessary here. I would say, as a minimum, the idea is to break a sweat 3 times a week. And basically, you know, go for walks, get the body moving. And certainly plays a part in the whole picture of health. And the last point of the basic foundational aspects of health is lightening up of the diet. And that's a nice way to say, get off meat. And interesting to note here, I think, that we've been taught, at least for, I don't know, a long, long time, about the four major food groups. At least that's what kind of comes to my mind when I think about what I was taught in the educational system about food. And just recently, by the way, at rense.com, R-E-N-S-E.com, the doctor doesn't give his name, but there's about a one-hour program there you can find at the site that's called The Effect of Animal Fats on Humans. And he actually goes into some of those old films about teaching about what's good for the body. And to my way of thinking, he's just right on the button. Basically, in a nutshell, he's saying that almost every disease known to man is comes from an effect of eating animal fats, animal meat, or byproducts of animals. And turns out, really, that in the long run, two of the major food groups will actually, you know, kill you in time, like through meat with hardening of the arteries, and through dairy products, and which also clog the arteries, as well as cause a lot of other issues as well that I'm not going to go into detail on. But the fact is that the best diet out there is organic diet, period. And he also really blows away all this talk about vegetarians having certain types of either deficiencies in calcium or deficiencies in protein, and basically just it blows that all away. And I think, you know, certainly I was first exposed to that, the proper type of diet from Sri Swami Satchitananda, who always taught organic, natural vegetarian diet and without meat and dairy products. And that also, I think the best advice there too is that, you know, milk, cow's milk was meant for cows. You know, it's mother's milk that's meant for young children. And in support of this whole concept about eating vegetarian diet, I mean, to me, vegetarian was the way to go, but now with all the pesticides and chemicals out there, you know, you want to try and go organic. And the, I know I always hear the argument, oh, nothing's really organic anymore. Well, maybe it isn't, but it's a lot better choice than the others. So that's my opinion on that subject. And the piece that I want to share with you is called The Great American Rat Experiment. And this account is taken from a book titled Gold Dot, G-O-L-D-O-T, by Lewis E. Cook. And also, Yunko, J-U-N-K-O, Yasui, Y-A-S-U-I. And this is sort of the what their finding was. It has been found that a group of rats were fed a diet of raw vegetables, fruits, nuts, and whole grains from birth and grew into completely healthy specimens and never suffered from any disease. They were never ill. They grew rapidly, but never became fat, mated with enthusiasm, and had healthy offspring. They were always gentle, affectionate, and playful, and lived in perfect harmony with each other. Upon reaching old age, equivalent to 80 years in humans, these rats were put to death and autopsied. And at that advanced age, their organs, glands, tissues, all body processes appeared to be in perfect condition without any sign of aging or deterioration. A companion group of rats was fed a diet comparable to that of the average American and included white bread, cooked foods, meats, milk, salt, soft drinks, candies, cakes, vitamins, and other supplements, medicines for their ails, etc. And during their lifetime, these rats became fat and from the earliest age contracted most of the diseases of modern American society, including colds, fever, pneumonia, poor vision, cataracts, heart disease, arthritis, cancer, and many more. Most of this group died prematurely at early ages, but during their lifetime, most of them were vicious, snarling beasts, fighting with one another, stealing one another's food, and attempting to kill each other. They had actually to be kept apart to prevent total destruction of the entire group. Their offspring were all sick and exhibited the same general characteristics as their parents. As this group of rats died, one by one, or in epidemics, or of various diseases, autopsies were performed, revealing extensive degenerative conditions in every part of their bodies. All organs, glands, and tissues were affected, as were the skin, hair, blood, and nervous system. They were all truly total physical and nervous wrecks. The same condition existed in the few which survived full duration of the experiment. A third companion group of rats was fed the same diet as the second group, to an age equivalent to about 40 years in humans. They displayed the same general symptoms of the second group, being sick and vicious, so that they had to be separated to prevent them from killing each other and stealing one another's food. At the end of this initial period, all the rats in this group were placed on a strict fast with zero water to drink for a period of several days. They received the natural raw diet of the first group of rats. This diet was alternated with periods of fast, and within 1 month, behavioral patterns had changed completely, so that the now docile, affectionate, playful creatures were once again able to live together in a harmonious society, and from this point on never suffered any illness. Several rats put to death and autopsied at the end of this initial period, revealing the same general deterioration as that exhibited in the second group of rats. However, the remaining rats lived out the full duration of the experiment, to the equivalent of 80 years in humans, and when they were topside, there were no signs of aging or deterioration or disease, just as those in the first group. The obvious disease, degeneration, and deterioration of body parts evident in the first half of life had been completely reversed and excellent health restored. The same principles apply to human life, as there is only one truth. Thus, it may be concluded that sick people may be restored to health simply by choosing the proper diet, fasting, observing other rules of health. There is no mystery. And that was their conclusion. And I may add that with respect to fasting, when you do the program at Dr. Schultz, just to give you an example, if you were doing a 5-day, you know, liver detox program, 3 of those days would involve juice fasting. So the middle part of the 5-day period on each specific area of the body does involve a type of fasting. And very, very helpful to the human organism. And I think in conjunction with this whole idea of the importance of diet. One amazing example comes to my mind. I know a woman I actually was invited to speak to their whole family concerning my suggestions as to her condition. And she was diagnosed with a very advanced, aggressive type of cancer that comes from formaldehyde. And when they were, the family made a decision, they were going to they were considering operating on her, but apparently her condition was so far advanced that the doctors just said no. They just sent her home and said she didn't have very long to live. And of course, I went in there with my usual spiel about throwing a positive spin on outer circumstance as a preliminary step, and talking about all the different, you know, inner programming that she could be doing, and changing beliefs, diagnosing the cause of emotionally of this outer situation, and went through my whole spiel. And really, what I thought was amazing in terms of this person was they were really never gung ho about doing any inner work. We're not really. I guess they had religious connections, but I wouldn't necessarily call those spiritual connections. And in the long run, the only thing that she ever really did was change diet. And a year and a half later, her condition was not worse. It had basically neutralized itself. And to me, that's one of the you know, just stands out in my mind as, you know, what can be done just with diet alone. And I think it's also really important because I see so many young parents basically teaching their children to be afraid that they're going to catch something or they're going to get disease or cancer and they have to do this and do that to protect themselves. And I really suggest that that's not the proper way to go. I think that it's important to teach your children that your body is a magnificent self-healing, self-repairing system and an organic wonder. And that it is this kind of belief to give your children. And as the Pleiadians would say, Passing on family limitations through the adoption of negative attitudes results in similar family illnesses over generations. There's always a point and a purpose to every illness as well as to the pain that may accompany it. Remember, your body is loyally mirroring your beliefs to you. Feelings of self-pity, doubt, and worry send messages to your cells filled with announcements of helplessness and powerlessness, and in due order, your cells will align with the signals and follow these commands. The belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace, and as is true with all beliefs, the bottom line is that you must believe it. And a key to vital health is the ability to sustain love for yourself and excitement for life. You are capable of accomplishing greatness when you believe in yourself. Remind yourself that you are a co-creator of the multiverse, that life is about change, and that everything can be healed if you're willing to do the work. And this has been my experience over the course of decades, that anything can be healed, and it can be healed, you know, by you personally. But again, you know, it's not the path for everyone. And what I've learned over time is that the farther you become self-empowered, the farther that you can evolve in your own personal quest toward enlightenment, the more effective you can be when it comes to healing, because the two really do cross over. When you get out of that victim consciousness and develop positive creative beliefs that do manifest, then your power is basically unlimited. And I should also say that I've been the father of three children. I've never taken them for any type of immunization shot. I don't believe in it. I use the medical system for emergency purposes only. And other than that, I try to stay as far away from it as possible. And I do not have a television. I don't watch the news. I don't subscribe to the daily newspaper. I use a laptop sparingly and watch some NFL football games on occasion in the fall. And personally, I find that if there's news out there, you know, I end up hearing about it. Don't really appreciate somebody else putting a spin on outer circumstances that they want me to follow. And this kind of gets now into the next part of our show tonight, which is about healing. And to my way of thinking, if you're involved with healing or even know someone that you want to send, you know, positive vibrations to so that your torsion field affects theirs, and this can be done at, you know, infinite distance, the first thing to do is to put a positive spin on the outer circumstance and create a positive experience, because positive experience, you know, spin on the circumstance, you'll eventually get a positive experience from it. And to me, this is a step that most people really miss. And I'm going to share with you a little bit from the opening page of Healing the Known and the Unknown. And basically, I talk about the fact that it's natural, and if you have, you know, attracted some disease, to feel a bit in shock or disbelief, anger, denial, fear. But remember that your power ends where your fear begins, and you'll need to come to terms with the ultimate fear, which is the fear of death. But you will emerge with the knowledge that underlying this core fear is the unconditional love of God, prime creator, higher self, or whatever label you want to use to define the infinite. And as a spiritual seeker, you will work through this and eventually realize that you do not want to live your life in fear. You'll need to own your own outer reflection. And by taking responsibility, you can claim the power to fix anything you created. Blaming anyone or any organization will only create you as a victim. Know that energy that is channeled through negative emotions is not in alignment with your higher self. Energy that is in alignment with your higher self will reflect as love, excitement, joy, and magic. And the first thing to do, even if you can't see this at the moment, is to put a positive spin on the situation. In time, you will view the process as a gift. And as Sri Ramana Maharshi used to say, you thank God for the good things in your life, but not for the bad. This is where you go wrong. All events are actually neutral, and we place judgment on them, and in these circumstances, place a positive emotional spin. And this is also a great tip for any of life's circumstances that are viewed negatively. And I also make a point of telling the people that come to the site that this is not the site for conventional thinkers who would prefer diagnosis, prognosis, surgery, pharmaceutical drugs, and chemotherapy. This is the site where we do the mental work to find out why a certain condition exists, connect with our higher selves, prepare the body to work optimally, claim our personal sovereignty and power, and cure the disease with vibration, belief, love, appreciation, gratitude, natural herbs, the newest technologies, and the amazing power of the body to heal itself. There is no disease that cannot be cured, and no operation is necessary. And I might add that Bashar has made the statement that the physical body is capable of curing 99.99% of all disease issues. And I may also share with you, especially concerning this whole idea around if you've attracted something that has, possible life-threatening issues. And this is from the Pleiadian workbook, Awakening Your Divine Ka, by Amora Kuan Yin. And my own personal philosophy is that from a spiritual perspective, each incarnation has a predetermined purpose, and time and manner of death is also predetermined. And I quote from you from her late book, Awakening Your Divine Ka, K-A. Your Ka template is located on the top of your head at the back of and slightly behind your crown chakra. It is rectangular in shape and encoded with symbols from a sacred language. The symbols closely resemble a combination of Egyptian hieroglyphics and ancient Aramaic. As the Ka energies enter your aura from your fourth dimensional self, they are first received into your Ka template, passing over and through the encoding that delineates your soul's and body's blueprint for the use of your Ka in this lifetime. If you have a goal to ascend, that goal is encoded on your template and is activated as your template is cleared and opened. Likewise, if your being has chosen to experience physical death through cancer or any other disease, that information is also encoded on your Ka template. The Pleiadians never interfere with your chosen goals, but they will work with you to obtain whatever is in your highest good. You may have planned, prior to your birth in this lifetime, to take on genetic illness and limitation for the purpose of transmuting and transcending it. This too is shown on your template, and the transmutation and transcendental processes are accelerated when your Ka template is cleared and activated. When your Ka template is initially cleared and activated, the Ka energies will flow from your template to your pineal gland in the center of your head. Your pineal gland distributes light throughout your body and tells your brain how to run your body's systems, mind, emotions, and physical movements. It also regulates the flow of light and energy to the meridian systems through your Ka channels and is vital to your spiritual awakening and enlightenment. And I might add that in this Pleiadian workbook, there are many, many special meditations for activating certain areas of your system as well as the pineal. I highly recommend Amora Kuan Yin's materials. Amazing, amazing books. And I guess another connected bit of research that I think is really interesting when it comes to self-healing, or Dr. Daniel Benor, B-E-N-O-R, he compiled the most exhaustive collection of healing studies ever done. And fully 191 studies where the power of the human mind alone was used in various attempts to heal everything from single-celled organisms to plants, animals, birds, fish, and humans, even at great distances, such as from New York to Los Angeles. And of these 191 studies, fully 64% showed the simple focus of the mind upon healing another life form created a very substantial healing effect. And this is another of one of the pieces of suppressed science that the criminal cartels of the world have wanted to suppress. And by this same system, viruses will not take hold unless the consciousness or torsion field, which is the frequency of the person, is diminished enough to allow it to activate. And these healing studies also show that a positive, upbeat, and loving attitude is not merely a psychological phenomenon. The positive attitude actually raises energy in the body and raises the torsion field that dramatically help prevent disease. And in this case, the energetic component of these viruses is unable to activate, and they remain dormant and are soon wiped out by your white blood cells. Again, this is another component of how we live in a highly structured reality. Events such as plagues and diseases do not happen at random. They flourish when the conditions of consciousness allow them to. And they also found that even if you yourself do not have a sufficiently positive, loving attitude to out-resonate these problems on your own, it has been scientifically proven that getting other people to pray for you can have a very substantial healing effect. And other people's naturally occurring torsion fields can be directed towards you to pump up the frequency of your own energy sufficient to shatter the viruses or bacteria causing the problem. And I think also it's another one of the amazing discoveries. It was discovered that DNA changed its shape according to the feelings of researchers. And when the researchers felt gratitude, love, and appreciation, the DNA responded by relaxing. The strands unwound, and the DNA became longer. And when researchers felt anger, fear, frustration, and stress, the DNA became longer. When the researchers felt anger, fear, frustration, and stress, the DNA responded by tightening up, becoming shorter, and many of the DNA codes were switched off. So if you ever felt wound up or shut down by negative emotions, you'll know that your body was like that also. And this experiment was followed up by testing HIV-positive patients, and it was discovered that feelings of love, gratitude, and appreciation created 300,000 times the resistance they had without those feelings. So no matter what dreadful virus or bacteria may be floating around, you can increase your resistance to it by staying in feelings of joy, love, gratitude, and appreciation. And it was found that these emotional changes went beyond the scope of electromagnetics, and that individuals trained in deep love were able to change the shape of their DNA, which Greg Braden interprets as an illustration of a new form of energy that connects all of creation. And this energy appears to be a tightly woven web that connects all matter and can be influenced by our own vibration. In the Isaiah effect, Greg explains that time is not linear but has depth as well, and this depth consists of all the possible prayers and timelines that could ever be prayed or exist. Essentially, all our prayers have already been answered. We simply choose which ones to activate by selecting our own emotions. And this is how we create our own reality. We choose it with our feelings. The law of the universe is that we attract what we focus on, and if you focus on fear or whatever may come, you are sending a message to the universe to send you what you fear. If you feel joy, love, appreciation, and gratitude, and focus on bringing more of those into your life, you will automatically avoid the negative stuff. You will be choosing a different timeline with your feelings. And he goes on to state that, so what is happening with newspaper headlines about the inevitability of avian flu and the necessity of being vaccinated against it? This seems to be an effort on the part of the media and probably those who stand to gain from the sale of vaccine, which is said to be ineffective anyway, to generate feelings of fear of the disease, the very feelings that have been shown to make people more susceptible to the disease. The most effective way to prevent the disease is to continue to have feelings of love, gratitude, appreciation, and gratitude in every now that you have. And I guess, you know, in conjunction with all the positive things that you can be doing to enhance your immune system and overall frequency, certainly there are some major players of a negative sort. And to my way of thinking, television is right up there. Television has been shown to lower the frequency of the immune system. Some of these studies that are showing people watching television 30 to 35 hours a week, I don't know how you could heal anything and do that. Okay, that's beyond my what boggles my imagination. If you have a serious issue or you're trying to maximize your health or get clear, get self-empowered, you've got a severely limiter. Toss the television and, I'm waiting for the day that there'll be some campaign where everybody's going to toss their TVs. I mean, people are so addicted to this that it's beyond belief. And the subliminals as well as, just the spin on, creating reality is just, to me, it's far, far, far out of hand. And, I know that even the Pleiadians basically said that there's an entire generation that's killing itself by watching television and supporting the medical society while they're doing it. And they say that sometimes liberating information is broadcast, perhaps even a New Age show. However, you may watch such a television show about how uplifted and unlimited you can be while subliminally you're being hit with a frequency that keeps you from original thinking. And this subliminal keeps you immobilized and holds you in a survive, arrive, be on time, be silent, go to work society. And television also promotes inactivity and a sedentary, obese lifestyle. Look around you, wake up, humans. Most of the subliminals on television are done through technology that was developed in conjunction with off-planetary beings. And the use of subliminals to upset human consciousness has become a worldwide program. If you think about the houses that have 2, 3, and 4 televisions in them, you must agree this has been a very successful marketing program. Some people who know about the subliminals on television feel that they are immune to them. However, the effects of television are so permeating that no matter how clear you say you're going to be, you cannot counterbalance what the technology is presently doing to your vibrational frequency. And, you know, I think that really, you know, about says it all. In fact, in Patricia Corey's book, No More Secrets, No More Lies, she says that subliminal sound messages are overlaid into the audio of television commercials, imperceptible to the conscious, but perceived at the subconscious level. They are also transmitted via the Internet. You're just beginning to recognize the dark potential of such technology. We call upon you to use great discretion when approaching the Internet vehicle. And I think, and also from the Pleiadians, Self-Empowerment by Barbara Marciniak, the media captures your attention and then programs your imagination, essentially canceling out your unique creative drive to manifest your own reality as well as your desire to know yourself. You have been conditioned to believe that all you need to know can now be found in the wonderful world of electronic boxes and the information and entertainment they hold. And they continue to say that basically when the news is slanted toward a message of continuous war, a state of despair and a sense of hopelessness is created, and a paralysis of power takes hold because you become convinced that the only reality is what is described and prescribed by the authorities in the box. Reality is created and produced by each and every one of you, and those seeking to control the world have kept this knowledge a well-guarded secret. And also, you know, all this fluoride in the water, well, in my mind, it's not a controversy. It's to be avoided. As well as sodium nitrate in meat. I mean, come on. Okay, they say, well, there's only small doses of it. But, I mean, you know, if you take enough rat poison, I guess small doses add up. The fact is when they do rat experiments and they want to induce cancer in rats, they use sodium nitrate. That's what causes meat to stay red. You know, it turns kind of gray after a couple of days. Those chemtrails they're spraying aren't much of a help either. Although, and also the biogenetic food, big no-no. And all this attempt by this CODIS alimentarius that's supposed to be implemented next year, you know, these are all seemingly attempts to control the food chain and basically you know, you're being healthy. It doesn't make money for the medical or pharmaceutical industries. And I now like to move on to some positive discoveries that have been made. One of the most amazing that I came across, actually, was concerning schizophrenia, because everybody I know that has schizophrenia, they're either on pills or their condition has advanced to some state where they're in some home somewhere. And I just find that, you know, really amazing, considering some of the research that's currently out there. And schizophrenia is a disease and syndrome with biochemical origins, and that's according to a Dr. Hoffer. And it has the hallmarks of debilitating perceptual disorders and thought disturbances, but he says that it's not a mental disorder, but a biochemical disorder that expresses itself in mental symptoms. And it is caused by unknown genetic factors. Recent research shows no similarities from one patient to another that influence biochemistry and cause the body to generate toxins or chemicals which adversely react within and upon the brain. And his belief is that these are caused by emotions, specifically when one's life is so far removed from what you thought it would be, you split off. And orthomolecular psychiatry, a treatment strategy that uses megadoses of vitamin B3 and C in conjunction with correct nutrition, yields a 90% recovery rate in acute cases and up to 50% in chronic patients. And to me, this is just, you know, incredible. So I would, if you have friends, Dr. Hoffer, H-O-F-F-E-R, Dr. Hoffer's books, amazing, amazing discoveries. I'd also like to mention the Atlantean Healing Technologies. This is Earl B. Hall, and he's got some amazing new technologies. Not too many people know about them, so that's Atlantean Healing Technologies. And in fact, on his site, he actually advertises a cancer cure. He calls Pau Dark OT, P-A-U. Capital D-A-R-C-O, Pau Darko, T, also known as Tahibo. And he also, if you do a bit of searching around there on his site, you can find research into about 25 different types of cancer from Tokyo University, etc., using Pau Darko, T. Amazing, amazing results have been documented. And I'd also I'd like to mention he has these tapes, the CDs of Metatron. I have a set of those, and I found them to be also an excellent product, available from Earl B. Hall at Atlantean Healing Technologies. And for those people who haven't heard about MMS, well, I think it's kind of interesting. It's called the Miracle Mineral Supplement. And you know, when you think about mineral supplements, well, first of all, I don't believe in those mineral supplements that you buy on the counter. I think about 80% of it that doesn't even, you know, even the body doesn't even assimilate it. And the rest of it, if you read about what's really in there, I don't know if you'd ever want to go there again. And really, it's kind of a misnomer, this miracle supplement. And even Jim Humble, that's H-U-M-B-L-E. This is an interesting product, and a quote from Jim: "I hope you don't think the Miracle Mineral Supplement, MMS, is just another very interesting supplement that can help some people after taking it for several months. Not so. MMS often works in a few hours. It destroys the number one killer of mankind, malaria, in 4 hours. The victim goes back to work the next day, and if patients in the nearest hospital were treated with this miracle mineral, over 50% of them would be back home within a week. Amazing as it might seem, when used correctly, the immune system can use this killer to only attack those germs, bacteria, viruses, molds, and other microorganisms that are harmful to the body. It does not affect friendly bacteria, including intestinal flora, nor healthy cells." And he says it's only two simple items. Once it's dissolved in water, it consists of harmless chlorine, that is in table salt and oxygen and some sodium, before it is dissolved in water. It's been used in stockyards to kill pathogens on meat and slaughtered chickens, sterilized hospital floors. Now the same formula is used in the body with no side effects. And the fact is it treats almost all diseases, including the so-called incurable ones. And there are special protocols for cancer. And at this historic time, when new diseases like Ebola, Morgellons, AIDS, the revival of polio are reported, suffering people deserve to know that MMS has the ability to selectively kill almost every known virus, bacteria, parasite, germ, and most fungus, and it is now widely available in low cost, totally effective, as was demonstrated between 2001 and 2006 in the lives of 75,000 people, and is now being demonstrated recently in another 210,000 at this time in the United States. And there's a special, about a two-hour documentary, Project Camelot interviews Jim Humble. And some of the associated diseases that have been researched with MMS are Alzheimer's disease, arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, autism, cancer, most types, chemotherapy, herpes, MS, thyroid gland, and thyrotic toxicosis. So, you know, it's worth checking out, folks. That's MMS Jim Humble. And apparently that one's flying under the radar. Also, I know from personal experience that aloe vera plant, for those people with stomach disorders, contains monatomics. If you don't know about monatomics, that's another subject to research when it comes to disease. Now, aloe vera plant, the way I use it is I typically have an aloe vera plant growing in the house, and if you break off a bit of the one of the stems, leaves, and get juice from it, squeeze the juice out of it, and then put that juice in with honey and mix it up, and you can take it by the spoonful because otherwise it tastes awful. But it's I know so many people have this GERDs, gastrointestinal reflux disorder. Great for that. Aloe vera plant has been known for ages to be an external healer, but people aren't aware of the internal benefits. And because aloe vera plant contains lots of monoatomics, high spin electrons that reprogram cells when they come in contact with them, these are great for stomach conditions. I'd also like to mention Lawrence Gardner's has about a 1 hour and 20 minute program on YouTube concerning ADHD and dyslexia. And, of course, and a lot of this was done with monoatomic elements, research done between over a five-year period, and apparently a lot of the people with these issues have left brain dominance, and it actually helps balance left and right brain. And it's an amazing, amazing research. I mean, what's scientifically available out there is just, you know, incredible. And apparently this the monoatomics actually are a triggering and unlocking device to use dormant parts of our brain. I mean, this has huge, huge future implications. And I should also mention that on YouTube there's a new, relatively new 10-minute program by JFK Jr. And basically he's been really, I guess, involved with autism and basically just comes straight out and says that most of its high percentage of its caused from thimerosal, which is used in vaccination shots. And he says, you know, years ago the young kids were given like 14 immunizations. Now it's 28, and the increase in autism's gone up from 1 in 2,500 to like 1 in 250. I mean, it's just, you know, gross. And basically, he's basically saying that this is, it's a well-known fact now that thimerosal causes autism in kids, and that there's just basically a huge cover-up around this issue. So I suggest you might want to check that out on YouTube. It's about JFK Jr. and autism and thimerosal. And, of course, one of the ones that I think in the future will be a huge focus of everybody's attention one day will be the David Hudson material on monatomic elements. I suggest you look up David Hudson's lectures 1, 2, and 3, rhodium and iridium in particular are important factors. I know that in cancer cures back in the 1940s or 50s, the Budwig diet came out, and that was basically a combination of cottage cheese and flaxseed oil, because flaxseed oil contains a rhodium and iridium, laced with monatomic elements. Nobody knew I had back then why it worked, because it wasn't until, 1980s or so that this energy was discovered. That was from a spectroscopic analysis through David Hudson's discovery of a new energy. And I know that apparently in his articles he mentions that rhodium has been recommended actually for use with cancer for animals. Haven't got around to recommending it for humans yet. I guess that would be a big question mark, why. But at any rate, this whole area of monatomics has huge, huge health implications in many, many, many areas with many, many different types of diseases. Of course, there's, the research, they use certain quantities of certain of the monatomics, and if you have a really, serious issue that, and you'd like to know what amount or how to acquire certain monatomics, my suggestion is go to Los Angeles, if you're anywhere near there, and get an appointment with Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, and I'm pretty sure he's still doing personal interviews. You have to be there in person. But Bashar is the only person that I know that can tell you the amount for certain specific types of disease. And on that note, I'd just like to say I hope you heard something on tonight's show that will assist you or point you in a direction that will assist in your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I hope you tune in again next week. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.